If politicians and scientists were lazier, how much happier I would be. This is an interesting comment. I'm Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, University of Philosophy, here in Campo, California, with Absolute Philosopher. If politicians and scientists were lazier, how much happier I would be. You know, all the world is filled with instant magic, instant wisdom, instant knowledge. All the world has everything in it that man could ever want, could ever need, could ever enjoy. And it's all within the universe now. It's not something that's going to be created. It's not something that's going to be made or manufactured. It's something that's going to be revealed. And though we might have illusions of different manufacturings and other things going on, they're merely revealing what already exists. Now, you say, it doesn't seem like that when you take the liquid metal and make it into the car frame and body, and then you create the car from parts from here, there, and everywhere. That seems to be something manufactured, something brought together that doesn't already exist. Well, it already exists. It already exists in the minds of people who are willing to say it already exists. And they bring it forth out of their consciousness as I bring it forth out of my consciousness as a realized object, as a realized experience. But the politicians and scientists are always out looking for ways of improving government, improving things for the people, improving conditions of life, and noble as these things are, the technique that they're using is sort of backwards. Instead of, well, for instance, an architect who designs a building has in his mind what the building is going to be. He has it already there. All he's doing is revealing it on paper. Now, when the architect is more advanced, he will not only reveal it on paper, if necessary, but he'll reveal it in fact. He'll just reveal it as a fulfilled thing without having the time of putting it together take place. Now, many times we walk down the street or we go on a new area and we look across the field and we say, my goodness, yesterday there were no houses there and today it's filled with an entire subdivision with trees and people and everything. How could that happen? Well, that's a revelation. That's being revealed. Now, you had no idea, nor I, of the process by which that went to accomplish it. But all we saw is we saw an empty field one day, and another day, it could have been a year later, another day we look at the field and it's filled with a beautiful subdivision with big trees and everything else gloriously standing there. And we say, how can that be? Well, we know how it can be. We are mentally able to accept the fact that contractors went in and built the houses and installed the trees and installed all these things so gloriously that today we marvel at. But we don't have to go through that step. And this is a step that we have played ourselves into so often. And we do it because it's part of the illusion of being human. It's part of the illusion of playing the game of life. Now, the politicians are all upset about how things are in the country, how things are in the world, how things are in their hometown. Well, if the politicians were to take a course in magic for politicians, that's an interesting term, isn't it? That'd probably bring a lot of men. Metaphysics for politicians, they would become aware that they are the creator of their world and that they're there because they are such magical people. Now, if you were to say to a politician, okay, today you're going to build a dam in your state. And then a year or so later, you look at the dam and you say, there it is. Now, you say, remember when I told you you're going to build a dam in your state? Now, there was time that went between it, a year or two, and the dam was built. Now, we know that, in fact, scientists tell us this too, that there is no time or space. So there's no time and space between the idea of dam and the dam being built. There's no idea, no time between the architect's idea of a community and its full construction and utilization by a community of people. We can train ourselves away from the attitude that politicians and scientists have allowed themselves to enter into, this time realm, and realize all is now. And when we do that, then we are not building, manufacturing, or developing anything. We are revealing it as being done now. It is fulfilled right now. The moment we think of it, it is in the infinite, and we merely reveal it in our physical consciousness. We have built into our physical consciousness the idea of time, the idea of space, the idea that it takes time for certain things to be done, certain things to be accomplished, certain things to be fulfilled. And because it takes time for that to happen, then that means that time exists. Well, that's not necessarily so. In the magic of our mind, we can do many things. And the magic of our mind should be our reality. Whereas the physical illusionary development that we have of time and space, that should be really, it should be just the illusion that it is. But no, we make it a claim, we make it something that we think is very important, and so therefore it is just that. If politicians and scientists were lazier, how much happier would it all be? Well, how much happier would I be? Would I be happy if the politicians and scientists were lazier? If they were, in fact, more laid back and saying, it is done, it is done. Oh, is that being lazy? That's a nice kind of laziness, isn't it? It is done, it is done, it is done, it is done. This is something we can train ourselves in. This is something we can become aware of for ourselves. Utilize it, know it, and enjoy it. I recommend this as something very much high on my agenda for experiencing, knowing, and doing today and always. Join me in this concept. It's a lot of fun, and it works beautifully. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you, I love you, I love you.